The reporter tapped the microphone to confirm it was live and then positioned herself so that the brightly lit home was behind her, the morgue van over her shoulder.
This is Tracy Carr, reporting from the Brittany Oaks subdivision in McIntosh, where police have responded to shots fired inside the house behind me. As you can see, the medical examiner has just arrived, but at this time, we have no word on how many casualties might be inside.
Off camera, the producer gathered a couple of willing neighbors who agreed to be interviewed. A man entered the frame and stood next to her.
I'm joined now by a neighbor who heard the shots and called 911.
The reporter placed the microphone to the man's face.
I'll tell y'all what I told the first officer when she got here. I was watching TV when I heard a loud bang. A couple seconds later, heard another. So I walked out on my back deck to see what was going on. That's when I heard the third one. And because I was outside this time, I knew right away it was gunshot. I'm a hunter, and the noise registered immediately. Except nobody's hunting at this time of night.
The shots were coming from inside your neighbor's house?
Yes, ma'am.
That's when you called the police?
Yes. I was tempted to go over there with my own gun to see what was happening, but the police arrived real quick. A whole bunch of them are in the house now.
So you heard three gunshots?
Yes, ma'am.
The reporter turned to the camera and offered her audience a summary of what she knew.
Again, I'm at the Brittany Oaks subdivision in McIntosh, where police are currently inside a home where at least three shots were fired. The medical examiner is now on the scene and entered the home only minutes ago.
Just then, the front door opened and a female police officer led a teenaged girl out of the house, her hands cuffed behind her back and her shirt painted red with blood. Tracy Carr beelined to the end of the driveway with her cameraman close behind, arriving just as police escorted the girl into the street and toward one of the police cars.
Officer, Tracy Carr with Channel 2 News. Can you tell me what's happening?
The female officer put her hand up to block the camera.
Please step back, ma'am.
Tracy reached the microphone as close as possible to the young girl's face.
Did you fire the gunshots that the neighbors heard?
The girl looked up just then and stared into the camera. Her eyes were vacant and black.
They're all dead.
A second police officer hurried down the driveway to push the camera away, but the cameraman recovered in time to capture footage of the empty-eyed girl being placed in the back of the squad car. The female police officer ignored the reporter's barrage of questions as she hurried into the driver's seat, turned on the sirens, and drove off into the night.